We use articulation to not only tell others who we are, but also to read and navigate among those around us. But humans are limited by what they can express verbally, which is often why revolution is first ignited with art. Because when words fall short, other senses serve to pick up the slack.
The English language is quite limiting in its ability to express complex ideas.
We express our love for our spouse, best friend, new car, and favorite television show with the same word.
But love is far too nuanced and deep to be expressed with only a single word.
There's love that serves as the ultimate reality and binds our entire existence. In most religions, the word God is a synonym for unconditional love. Most theology consists of humans that have been loved into existence.
That makes our life a gift, and is precisely why reverence for life can create such positive transformation in our spirit. When we love, we are speaking the language that God understands.
Wonder where God is during difficult times such as the Holocaust, you need only to look for where love is. Love was found in the inspired words of Viktor Frankl. He said, "For the first time in my life, I saw the truth as it is set into song by so many poets, proclaimed as the final wisdom by so many thinkers. The truth that love is the ultimate and highest goal to which man can aspire. Then I grasped the meaning of the greatest secret that human poetry and human thought and belief have to impart. The salvation of man is through love and in love."
The fact that he was able to see truth in such words, amidst such hate, and during indescribable heartache, expresses the pinnacle of human alchemy. To open our hearts with enough love to soak up the hate around us is a choice that we have.
To choose to accept love as our birthright is a choice we have. To not be defined by the darkness of our environment, but by the light inside of us, is a choice we have.
Surely, all of that cannot be confined to the word I use to talk about my favorite album or book.
Essentially, our language has funneled us into a misguided understanding of love. And just like with anything, a view that is too simplistic leads us to engage with it improperly. We treat it as if it is something to be won.
We treat the love of others as if it says something about who we are.
We propagate that message to impressionable girls and boys all over the world through various social media outlets. And then we wonder why so many of us absolutely screw up the role that love plays in our lives. And further, why that love is contributing to so much discontent.
When you take something like the ultimate reality, the thing that makes life worth living in the first place, and then you turn it into a game that requires contestants to change who they are and compete to win it, you can start to see why our understanding of it is so poor.
Unfortunately, we've learned that basic human rights, such as love and belonging, are things we must earn or win.
In turn, we devise lists of things we should do, things we believe will make us acceptable to others, and things that will keep us safe from too much criticism or discomfort.
We often act as if the one who fits in the best is the winner. But what exactly is it that they've won? Validation? Acceptance?
Of course not. Those were awarded to the mask they've learned to wear. Unfortunately, our mask is not able to keep us warm at night.
Love is also the thing that for most of us actually makes our lives worth living. The feeling of falling in love is exhilarating and scary as hell.
There's truly nothing like it. Falling out of love or experiencing unreciprocated love can feel as if your entire world is actually collapsing around you. Nothing could be worth that amount of heartache.
Except, of course, the one reason that we continue to engage with the world in this way, which is to fall in love in the first place.